WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 1 o'clock. It is 12:48. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. Maybe you're working from home these days and you don't have the desk and the chair and everything to support your posture the way you used to. And that's more than a small inconvenience for you working at home now. That can actually be debilitating. Now your hands, your wrists, your shoulders, things just aren't aligned properly. Your back, too. Or maybe you've been exercising more. Were you that guy? And you tore a rotator cuff. I mean, I've heard of examples of both of these things of late. I've got a little of that going on myself. We're reaching out now to Matt Gauthier, who is a doctor of physical therapy at Athletico. Visit athletico.com. Hi, Matt. Welcome to WGN. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Are those two scenarios things you all are encountering?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing both. People who have had a significant decrease in their activity and people who have kind of gone the other way and really kind of increased their physical activity, working out more at home.
Well, let's just talk about each group then. What walks in the door? Let's start with the people that are not doing as much as they used to. How does that lead them to some sort of strain or some sort of injury that would require them to go to Athletico?
You know, the biggest thing we're seeing with people who are having, you know, decreased activity level is they're kind of stuck in the same position all day. And what I always tell my patients is it's not so much the posture or the sitting itself that's bad. It's just the lack of movement. So normally at work, you might have a chance to, you know, walk around, go talk to different people, go do different tasks around your place of work. Now you're kind of holed up on your couch or at your home office and you're just not moving as much. And that lack of movement seems to be what is really getting people some aches and pains.
Are you an advocate for telling people to stand while they're working or stand while they're watching TV? Does that make a difference?
I don't think that's a catch-all. I think just having a variance in movement is probably the most important thing. So probably the most common advice I get is every 2 hours or so, just get up, walk around, stretch a little bit. Just make sure that you're not in the same position, whether it's sitting or standing, for a long period of time.
Well, if somebody came in, though, and as a result of, I mean, so what happens? They walk into an Athletico. What do you do about that?
So the first thing we kind of figure out is, you know, what specific activities really seem to bother you? Is it sitting for a long time? Is it standing? Then we can do an assessment, see, you know, what is stiff, what's tight, what's weak. And based on, you know, what they're telling us and what we're seeing, we can address these deficits with some exercises, mobility work, things like that. So it's just finding kind of what they are feeling, what they're telling us they're feeling, and then what we see physically, and just coming up with a program to get them moving again.
I don't want to dwell on me here, but I'm going to tell you what I went through, and maybe this is something that other people can relate to. And this is a free visit for me. So I was doing a sit-up, and as I was, I would put my left elbow on my right knee, then my right elbow on my left knee, and I thought everything was fine the next day. I had a really sore left clavicle, not in the spine, but in the clavicle, and then a tingling sensation going all the way down my left arm. And that's still kind of there, like my left arm is asleep a lot. I don't know if that's some neurological thing I got to get addressed, or it's just a little nerve strain I've exacerbated as a result of not doing a sit-up properly. What do you think about all of that?
Yeah, so if you were my patient in the clinic, the first thing I would ask is this something that you normally do, or is this something that you saw online or decided that you were going to start doing that day? Because a lot of times it's these new activities that are the issue. If you're not used to this kind of motion, sometimes the body's a little more sensitive to performing something like that. So that'd be my first approach there. Second, just kind of seeing if you were any more or less tired than usual, if anything else had changed in your life around that time that could make that tissue a little more tender, a little more sore. And if there's nothing there, then we kind of go into a physical exam and see, you know, how does that shoulder move? How does the elbow move? How does the neck move? What's weak? What's tight? And kind of go from there.
Is it ultimately, though, going to require rest? I mean, I think a lot of people think, yeah, I could go get it fixed or I could just rest. Either way, you know, it'll be the same amount of time. The best way to go get your back fixed, they say, is you can go to a doctor and he'll tell you to rest 2 weeks or just rest 2 weeks. Talk to me a little bit about the fact that what you really just have to do is lay off the area that's bothering you.
So it's a good question because it's a question I get a lot in the clinic. I think for the most part, I think most people will say, you know, if I just take it easy, this will get better. but not too many things get better just by doing nothing. Yeah, there's certainly a value in rest. Some people do need rest. But there's actually some pretty good research out there that says that continuing to move, especially after like a neck or a back strain within your comfortable range, is what's going to help you the most. It's the actual immobility after an injury that kind of makes things snowball and makes things worse. So my initial visit, I'll tell people, I'm fine with you moving within your comfortable range. I don't want people just to lay up in bed for a couple weeks. That takes more work to work through the effect of the immobility.
An interesting point. But I think there's a lot of concern to people, the way their elbows, hands, arms are positioned at a keyboard. We spend too much time hunched over, and, well, you didn't dwell on that a moment ago. I wish you just would address the ergonomics or posture for people of working at home. What should they be thinking about? What should they do right?
I'd say the most important thing is probably keeping things relatively in front of you, kind of straight ahead. If you're looking for this ideal ergonomic posture, it's having your feet flat on the ground, your knees and hips being at 90 degrees. The keyboard should be kind of at a comfortable, arms width in front of you, so you can have your elbows resting at your sides width in front of you. So you're not reaching forward and you're not having to reach really far for the mouse either. But again, I think the biggest thing, which some of the research is supporting, is it's not even so much just sitting in that position. That position in and of itself isn't the problem, but it's being in that position for a long period of time. So you can help yourself by putting yourself in a good ergonomic position, but I still think that the best thing to do is just make sure you're moving from that position on occasion, probably every 2 hours.
Matt Gauthier is a doctor of physical therapy at Athletico, athletico.com. And you guys are still open, right? You are still doing inpatient, correct? That is, people can come into the Athletico's?
Correct, yes. We have been open throughout the pandemic.
And, we did some commercials for you. I don't know that I'm doing them right now, but I remember one of the things we said was you don't need a prescription, right? That you can just walk in and say, hey, I got this thing, and you guys could actually initiate the process right there.
Correct. So in Illinois, for the last couple of years, there has been what's called direct access, which means for a majority of insurances, somebody can just come in off the street. We can evaluate them without a prescription and determine if this is a person or condition that is appropriate for physical therapy or if this is something that would benefit from being referred out.
There's about 1,000. You guys are like Starbucks. They're everywhere. And I really do think I need to walk into one. Do you care about shoes that people wear? Do you talk to them about that much?
It kind of depends on what you're at the clinic for. If I'm seeing you for your shoulder, I don't necessarily need you to be wearing athletic shoes. If you're going to be doing some running, probably be best to wear some sort of athletic shoe.
Yeah, no kidding. Any last tips then for us as we hunker down for the winter?
I think the biggest thing is just to keep moving, again, to avoid these kind of aches and pains from sitting at your home workstation. Just make sure you're moving. One thing I know I talk to my patients about is take time to take care of yourself. I feel like the line between work and home life is very blurred. People are working longer hours and not taking breaks. So take the time, take care of yourself, get some exercise, and I think that's probably the best thing to help you through this winter.
Well, the idea is that we're working at home, and we realize now that what we're really doing is living at work. So people, I think, are putting in more hours in less than perfect situations now than they were, say, last year. I'll bet you agree with that.
I would definitely agree with that.
All right. Hey, listen, Matthew Gauthier, a doctor of physical therapy at Athletico. Which one are you at, Matthew? Where will I bump into you?
I am at the Niles Northwest Chicago Clinic. So I am as far northwest as you can get in the city, and I can look out the window and see that Leaning Tower in Niles.
Yeah, right. All right. Thanks for your time, doctor. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Athletico.com is their website. Okay, I'm not going to the Niles one, but I think I might find one near me. It's time to go into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.